The first Marbokim, the Shulchanah Queenstown Shim Samach Tes, the Yeshomim, the Lomin Dimachus at dinner, Elapa, Maxim Atuluim Bakaka, only on taxes which are dependent on the Kako, Ki Amelach goes to Shulyutin Batsuki in Derech. The king says, you know, you want to live in my country, I'm in charge, I want certain things for me, so you have to provide things for me. In order to live in my country. So Dinmachus Dinah, according to the first opinion, applies to anything which the king wants for himself. But he can't tell you what to do between Reuben and Shimon. He tells you, Reuben, this is how you have to interact with Shimon. Well, it's nothing to do with you, Mr. King, so therefore it's not Dinmachus Dinah. Dinmachus Dinah means things that you want, not things to tell me what to do with my neighbor. That's the first opinion. The Eish Cholkim, however, there is a opinion which argues, V'su'elei, Dorim b'chol dover din machus adina. No, din machus adina applies on every subject, even if it's not personally relevant to the king, and he just nothing to do with any personal benefit to him. He just wants to tell you how you interact with your friends, how you acquire with him, how you have to do business with him, how you what the halachas in when you damage him. He wants to get involved in your personal business. He can, according to the second opinion. That's the Godol, what we learned, two opinions, is only something which he wants, or he can even tell you what to do with, how to interact with each other. The two opinions, Machaber says, no, it's only for something what he wants, and the Ramah says, Chein Hu Ikka is like the second opinion, he can actually tell you how to interact, not with him, even with fellow members of state. Okay, so, those are the two opinions. Now, we'll get back to our shayla of Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein had this shayla. Portland, Oregon. A man divorced his wife. Okay. Many years later, after she remarried, had children, and those children got married and have children, grandchildren. There's now a big book on the debt that was given. Maybe the get that she got from the first house wasn't the status, and therefore all those children and grandchildren, mum's there, she never got really divorced. Why? What's the shayla? Because how did the get come about? Because he said, you want me to get, give you a get? Give me $1,000. I'll give you a get. I want $1,000, I'll give you a get. That's okay. You can ask for that. If he gets his $1,000 and he gives a get, that's called a kosher get. However, she wasn't happy with that. She actually made a claim in the secular courts that he's not, so we're married, and he's not supporting me. So they put him in prison and say, you're not supporting me, you have to support her, and you have to give her money to support her, otherwise we'll put you in prison. And he said, no, I'm not giving money. So he said, okay, we'll put you in prison. So he was in prison because he wasn't supporting her, even though he was still married. So he was there, and then she came with a deal. I'll get you out of prison if you give me a get. And the get was given. So at the end of the day, he wanted $1,000 for his get. And he said, no, he didn't get $1,000. He had to give the get the chilom, which therefore may be a problem of a forced get. A get which is forced, not with the Lev Sholem, is a possible get. That's the shayla presented to Ramosha Feinstein.
This was in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, the case happened for the government, but the shayla was presented many years later to Ramosha.
No, but I was just having a hard time believing that they put him in jail because he didn't support his wife.
Yes, Portland, Oregon.
Okay. Must be a really, like the whole revolution or something like that.
Okay.
This year's revolution?
No, 1776.
Yeah. Now, what did Ramosha Feinstein answer? So he says, well, it depends on dinner de Malchus to dinner. Meaning, let me ask you a question. What does Ramosha mean before we look at his words inside? It depends on dinner Malchus to dinner. What did he mean?
Because if the dinner de Malchus to dinner applies to everything, he belongs in jail. And she's doing him a favor by getting him out, which is fine. But if he doesn't belong in jail, then she's blackmailing him.
Very good. If she's stealing his money and says, I'm willing not to steal from you if you give me a get. That means he's not getting anything in exchange for the get. He's just getting his own money back. Then it's called a false get. But if he deserves to be in jail, because that's halacha, he has to support. Because din machus din means you have to support. they say you have to support, means now halacha, you have to support. Means I have to give you money, give you money, give money. She says, you know what? Even though it's my money, which you should be giving me, I'll let you off the money. That means ke'ilu, I've given you $1,000. So then it's not a false threat. You got your money. You don't need to pay what you really have to pay. You wanted to gain money. You gained money. So if the Masrur Dina applies, then it's a kosher case. Because then it's her money which she's letting off. So he's got something. But Dina Masrur Dina doesn't apply, then it's his money which is now not being stolen, and therefore he hasn't gained anything from giving the get, and therefore it's a possible get. That's the Chorotolim Dina Masrur Dina. So what do Moshe Feinstein say? Moshe Feinstein said these words. Number two. Zetoli. Therefore it depends. If he misat halocha, he has to support her because Dina Masrur Dina. How it ain't kanoniska. Therefore, he's gaining. It's not being forced. Given she wrote to the Gashu Gadeshu Dona Chofa. He wants to divorce her because now he wants to save money. He wants to go more. It's for Leif Sholem. He saved money. But if Misat Halochi, he's not the Chuyot supporter, but it's an illegal debt which is imposed on secular, which the Torah doesn't recognize. Shloka Din Torah, name and shame is that Din, the Machus of Dinner. We'll say, well, maybe there's no Din, the Machus of Dinner, and therefore it's apostle. Or maybe up Din, the Machus of Dinner, double go, or do you say the Din, the Machus of Dinner? It does apply, and therefore it's kosher. It's a suffix, says Ramosha. Whether maybe it's possible, maybe it's kosher, it's a sophic. This part of his tshuva, it's a sophic, because it depends on whether it's in Malchus HaDina or not in Malchus HaDina in this fashion. Now, what's his sophic there? He's saying, in Malchus HaDina, it's okay. Not in Malchus HaDina, it's a possible case. Says for Moshe, well, it could be in Malchus HaDina, could be not, it's a sophic. What's his sophic? The two shitters, right, speak it out. If you hold Din Machusin only applies
to taxes,
to where the king wants something for himself. Now, if this, where they say you're in prison because we want you to give money to your wife, is that something which the king is taking for himself? He's telling you how to live your life. What's he trying to do over there?
Well,
I allow. So therefore, if the citizen says, you can't tell me how to live life, you can only take money for yourself, but you can't tell me how to live, then is Din Machus HaDina applicable over here? That we say, what we say, which I, it wouldn't. Therefore, possible mess. But if you go and hold that, the other opinion which says,
everything,
so then this law which comes on and says you have to support your wife, well, Din Machus HaDina, you have to support your wife. It's halacha, you have to support your wife. So therefore, she's letting you off money which she deserves. She's getting something, it's a kosher get. So the Chora rocks Ramosha Paskening in this machlokas, what's he saying? Sophic. Don't know, they've got machlokas machaba, machlokas ramah, whether this is Dina Machus HaDina or not Dina Machus HaDina, whether he can tell you what to do, he can't tell you what to do, machlokas, okay? Sophic, in this concept in the
Tshuva. It's
okay, I don't need it. I'm Muslim.
Okay. Yeah, so. That seems to be how emotions basking. You know what this mark looks. Sophic, does it apply across the board? Only apply to what the king wants? Sophic. That's what the emotion seems to be saying. Okay. Now, you want to say something?
I wanted to ask a question. One can argue indirectly that if the man doesn't pay his wife, it's coming out of the king's pocket because someone has to take care of it.
So that,
and there,
I thought of that.
You did?
Yes, but then I realized it's not a question, because if they're putting him in jail for not supporting his wife, it's long before welfare ever came about.
somebody had to take care of her. What a Jewish king.
Nobody had to take care of her.
I understand what you're saying, but from previous shim, you see that, that according to this shitter holds only for the king, it's not good enough. Yeah. Okay, if we stop that, good, we understand what Ramosha is saying. He says, you've got this machlokas, I'm not going to tell you what the halacha is, because I'm just going to leave it as a topic. The problem is, there's another Ramosha. And this is where we left last time, with this other Ramosha, and now we want an up. What is, there's another Ramosha. Moshe Baisha has this other case, number two. Here he says, also number two, the second version. Savas Isha al Kaska. There was a woman who's married who wrote a will. Now, is the will halachically recognized as being valid?
Only if she has her own money.
What does it say in the will? She says, the money which I have, I want after death to go, the one that she, the Shuv was talking about, to go to Stalker, to go to a certain charity. That's what she, the Rosh is talking about. And then she wrote that will, and she was there. Now the husband comes along and says, well, she's got certain amount of money which was hers. I asked him, was her money, her private money. But what's the halacha when a wife dies? Who halachically inherits that money?
Husband.
But isn't there an exception if you leave it to tzedakah that it doesn't go to the Yerushim?
No. So husband, she can't give away the husband.
She say that money stays by me until death. After death, I don't want that money anymore. I want that money to go to the son. Husband says, after death,
it goes on.
Whose money is it after death?
The husband.
Mine. So you can't tell you me what to do with my money. But you know what? I owe money to that stock in any case, because of my personal donation. You know, the stock can have that money, but it's having that money because of me, and therefore releases my debt to the stock. They're not going to get double. That's what the husband wants to say and claim and say to Ramosha Baisha, and that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want to pay double. He wants to use the money which the woman is, so to speak, giving as being his money, because it really is his money, halachically, and therefore he's covered his debt.
You have the Achiezer Shita that the will is valid halachically.
Ramosha doesn't hold of that.
No.
But that's according to halach. That's when you don't, when, let's say you don't have a will. Now, what does the dinner, the malchus dinner say about that will? Who does the money belong to according to secular, before you say dinner? According to secular, who does the money belong to? The stock. So here we have a law by the king, so to speak, saying the money, as far as we're concerned, belongs to the stalker, nothing to do with the husband. And the husband say, no, I don't want to follow what the secular law says, I want to forget about the secular law. So what's the shaila there for? The shaila is whether this law, which they hold, they introduce, is dinner malchus dinner, and therefore even halachically recognized, or not halachically recognized? Is it halachically recognized, this law, or not halachically recognized, this law? If it's halachically recognized, that dinner malchus dinner, this is dinner malchus dinner, then ainah halami, whose money is it?
It's stalker.
And nothing to do with the husband. But if it's not halachically money, recognized, whose money really is it? Husband, and therefore he's right. It's my debt which I've been paid. So therefore the shayla presented to Ramosha, is this dinner malchus or not?
So
what would you say the answer should be?
No.
You should say, whatever 4 months is, 4 months is creates problems for us. What does Tuli say?
Sounds like the same subject of what you had before.
Speak it out.
If you follow the Machaber,
if you say Dinamachusah Dinah,
limited only to things that benefit the king, this doesn't benefit the king.
This does this benefit the king?
No.
It benefits Stocker, it doesn't benefit the king. So then, if it only applies to the king, then it's not going to be a valid Dinamachusah. But if you say,
like the Ramah, that it's everything is governed by
whatever
the king,
they say, even to interaction, nothing to do with the king, it's Dinamachusah Dinah, then it should be.
And
the Stockers? And what should I like for Ramosha? What did Ramosha Paskin in that map focus?
Sophic.
So what should he say over here?
Sophic.
So therefore he should say who has to pay and who doesn't have to pay. Does the love, the husband, have to pay twice? No.
Money says
Sophic. So let's see what Ramosha actually says.
Can I say money?
Yeah. After Ramosha, you can say exactly.
Just a step below. Just a step below.
Number two as well, but the second Ramosha. L'chora l'dina ein sabasa klum. L'chora, you would say, nisat halacha, you should say that the will is nothing. The yorisho sabala, the husband inherits. Umeila yochu lachshiv ma'asav shanos l'stoka b'hasar l'tashim nidra. Therefore, it's his money. So you can consider that money as going to the stalker, like he's giving the money to the stalker as payment for his debt. She's chayv lo stalker, he's ready chayv. But I tell you something, but Dvorim Ke'elu, and these matters, Vadai Mahani Dinachusadina. It's for sure Dinachusadina. No, Pasuk or Amar, because that's what the Rav Paskins. V'chein Sober Rebusin, that's what the majority of Paskim hold. So for sure it's Dinachusadina. For sure the money is not the husband. For sure the money is the stalker's. And for sure the husband has to pay again money to the stalker because he has a debt which hasn't been fulfilled. So what does Ramosha say over here? He's been saying over here, has he got a sophic or not a sophic?
No, sir.
And then who is asking like?
Dermot.
So now I've got a question. He got another tshuva. Yeah, later on even. Kuf Lamadai, not so much. The same book of Ramosha. Same Ebenezer Chilek Aleph later on, which is the first one, which you read, saying it's a sophic. God, it's Mark Logan, Machaber, Ramah. I'm not going to tell you who the Logan is, too big for me to decide. Yeah, and then in the other tshuva, which we read just now, he says, well, Paul Shep, you got this Mark Logan, so we go like the Ramah. We don't have to relate to the Machaber, we pass like the Ramah, it's very spoken, it's definitely Dimachal's dinner, he can tell you what to do, even it's got nothing to do with him. Hold on, it's Tira! It's Tira! Oh, so good point. But there's a halacha that says Sophic Mamzer is his more mekel than the Dorim. Second shayla is the Sophic in the Dorim. It's also Dorais. First shayla is Sophic Mamzer. What's the halacha of Sophic Mamzer? Only Osir Midrabon. So if you want to go with Chumras and Kulas, I would say the first one you should be Memeko and the second one should be Machmir, but that's not what he said. He said the opposite. So I've got this theater. How are we going to answer this era between Ramosha? Does he say Machlokas, I don't know, or he say, no, I pass like Ramah. What does he say?
They're both. And therefore, you need to find out what the difference between the verses are.
Yes. That's the purpose of this year.
Not just told me to say
that. Telepathically.
They're definitely different topics, but they seem to be in the same category of telling me what to do and not beneficial for the king.
What?
I can't hear you.
Do both involve money issues? One says, you need to, what did the court Paskin in Portland, Oregon? They said, we're not interested in it. We're not telling you to get a get. What did they want you to do according to their law? What would they do? Just give money out of your pocket to your wife. There's a money tree issue. I'm not telling you what to do with a get. Same with the second one. We're just telling you where the money should go. Both are monetary issues, not telling you what to do.
Money is involved. It's also the same. The issue is not the money. He's not sitting in the first case to talk about the money. Who should keep the money? He's talking about...
But he builds it that I have to discuss whose money it is, because that will have, whatever, that will decide whose money is, whether to get his kosher or not.
Yeah, it's not only money.
It is, because that's all I'm interested in. Because once I decide that, everything else is just a follow through. If it's his money, then it's a kosher get. If it's her money, then it's a kosher get. Whose money is? I tell you whose money it is. Now everything follows. I'm not interested in, I'm not discussing after discussing that, well, still do we have problems.
Is one amotzi mechaver al levaya? Does that play a part in here? In one case, the king, the law is saying, take it out of your pocket and give it
to your wife.
In its daka case, nobody's taking anybody out of the pocket. The question is, he wants to be relieved of a debt.
But we want to now say, take your money out of your pocket now, because you're not relieved of the debt. That's what he wants to say. He's got money in his pockets, and he wants to say, I want to keep it there, because I already paid my debt. Says Rav Moshe, no, you have to take your money out of your pocket and pay, because you have no paid any debt. Same thing, we're forcing you to take money out of your pocket. Both cases.
First one is just create a new field of mammon. It's not against the Torah, doesn't say there's a...
Which case is against the Torah, and which case is not against the Torah?
The point of Oregon, that basically...
Okay, so that he's saying, fine. And the second case?
The second case is a
Yerusha. Yeah, and what do we say in that second case? And what did Ramosha say in that case? That even if though you're in Yerusha, you still didn't mark on Sittah. According to you, it's a sword knot over there. Okay. So let's see.
I haven't been given permission yet.
You can have permission first.
Okay. So Davka by Tzedakah.
Yes.
It's L'chol Adeil. Because Tzedakah is tax deductible in all governments, Kamat. And the reason is because by your giving Tzedakah, you are taking a burden off of the government.
Oh.
So here it's for the Hana of the king. Even if it's the first sheet.
This is a wonderful answer which I expect from Mutters, and tax on answer. However, there's a slight flaw in the answer. A wonderful Mishnah, a good Lomdus, fine, but there's a flaw in the answer. Not the logic, but because how Rav Moshe actually wrote why he paskened that. He said, I paskened this, not because everyone agrees.
No, because they're writing
He said, I pass in this, is because we pass in like the Ramah. And right. We don't care about the Ramah.
We're
not
two sheeters.
We do care about this. We don't pass in like the Ramah.
Right.
He says it is, in his words, it is based on these two opinions. And I'm holding like this opinion.
It's more logical. The deal of the Mafusa is fulfilling the Ratzon of the person of your life, right? It's much more logical that we would follow the Mafusa there versus in the case of the get, where it's a punitive measure imposed by the government, and you might say, like, their ability to do that should be much more,
circumscribed.
It's a punitive measure in respect to the person who needs to pay the money, but as far as the one of the parties, it's saying, this is what he owes me money. I'm his wife. Give me money to support me. It's not just, not Stam, which we're going to discuss in the coming weeks, which we're going to get to Boruch in a few weeks, where he's talking about penalties. Okay, that's nothing to do with penalties, it's just a penalty. We'll discuss that, whether that's in the Muslim. But here we discuss, no, there's a claim, woman says. She bought the claim. It's not like the government just jumped in. She bought the claim. He owes me money. Why? Because he needs to support me. And they say, you're right. That's the law. The husband needs to support the woman.
Is that because she becomes a ward of the state? Is it because, like I said earlier, and you said no, because you want to be clear, is it because she will become a burden on the state?
No.
Because it has nothing to do with it. That makes it more humility.
Because he's saying clearly, I pass like Ramah, I don't need the king. The Zilmah applies even without the king.
So let's try and get a remez, a clue to the answer from the Rashba. Now the Rashba is the shitta that holds, which we're the remark on it from, the shitta who says, Dina Malchus Dina applies on every subject, not even the kid. That's his shitta, Rashba. But the Rashba says the following statement. Even though he holds that, the Rashba says the following statement, meaning there's limitation even in that shitta. Let's read number 3. Dina de Malchus Dina Shamata. That Dina Malchus Dina, we said, Vatai lo omu. For sure we do not say Dina Malchus Dina. Ela bedavorim shehei medina Malchus. Only on things which are topics concerning the state. The Dina de Malchus omu. Because that's the translation of the words. Dina de Malchus omu. Dinim of the state, we say. Dina the Malka lo omru, but dinim of the king lo omru, has no halakhic power. Therefore, dinim shadonim ba'akos, any law which is introduced by the courts, ein olav mishpat melucha, it's not considered state law, ein otam again. Because if you do not say such a limitation, botla chas v'sholom kol dinei Yisrael. Botla the whole Torah. No point having the Torah, just look at the law books. He's saying lots of words over there, but he's saying there's limitations. What is he saying?
Congress versus courts.
He's saying, I hold Din Machzor says, not only when the king wants to, even there's nothing to do with the king. He tells you what to do, it's Din Machzor. But it's only laws which are state laws.
What does that mean?
But not court laws.
The legislative.
Because if you say legislative law is Din Machzor, then forget about the Torah, forget about the Gemara, Mishnah, Ashulchan Aruch. You can put that as an archive. And what really applies nowadays, whatever is written in the second, and Chas V'Sholom to say such a thing. So therefore, you can't apply it across the board. So now we have to investigate. There's such a thing as Din Malchus applies to everything, even things which are not concerning the king, but it's still limited to what we call state and not legislative. Now what is state? What is legislative? And the reason why, he's got a swar which you can't have, you can't argue with. So if you just apply it by everything, there's no such thing as Shulchan Aruch anymore in Choshen Mishpatim. There's no such thing. Just get out the law books. And that cuts the song copy. Even I, who have a broad definition, doesn't say that. So now we have to define what exactly is the Rashba saying where it doesn't apply. And maybe by doing that, it will help us explain the pesach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because what does Rav Moshe Feinstein say? I hold like the Rashba. I hold like the Ramah. That the halacha of Din Malchus applies even when it's not to the king, it applies everywhere. Fine? Okay, that's what you hold. However, he says in the other tshuva, I'm not sure whether Din Malchus applies in Portland or Oregon case. Why? You said it applies everywhere. No, I'm not sure. So we thought, you've got a theorem. Now have we answered our theorem? No, it's possible we found this in our theory in Cheshbon, not in understanding it. Cheshbon, it's possible you hold of the more broad shitter that applies everywhere. But even that broad shitter doesn't apply mamish everywhere. It also is limited to state law and not legislative law. So now, Ramosha, when he says, I've got a sophic in the first tshuva, what's his sophic? Not whether we pass them like Machaber Amar. On that, he already said clearly who we pass them like. Who did he pass them like?
Amar.
What's his topic in the first Shiloh?
Whether the Rashba's limitation applies.
Whether the Rashba's limitation, even if you apply to everything, maybe it doesn't apply over here. But we have to understand what this limitation is.
Yes. I wanted to suggest, based on the hints you gave us in your reading over, which I don't know was meant to mislead or to help us.
To mislead.
But if there are laws on the books, black and white, in the secular governments that are not contrary to halacha, then, Dina Malchus Dina, we follow those laws according to the Ramah. If anything, however, is vague, unclear, what do you do in this case? What do you do here? Then you go to Beis Din. You don't go to a secular dayan to help you figure out what's supposed to happen. So that's why in the second case, where it's a clear din of din, a clear Yerusha, it goes to the Stucca, no problem. Black and white, case closed, there's no shaila what the din of din would say. But in the first case, where she's claiming he owes me money, does he owe me not? Oh, let's go to a secular court and have them decide, oh, now put him in jail. That should have gone to a Beis Din, and therefore Moshe's now got a shaila.
Okay, I understand your kivun. Something which is black and white in the law book is definitely applicable. Something which is not black and white, it's not applicable.
This was not a law.
That's
what's
go to Beis Din to deal with
that. My question on that, what's for Moshe's sophic?
No, he was saying...
They say, portions, it doesn't look like, if it's not black and white.
And then I got
technical question. Why, in the first chuvah, it's not black and white in the book that says a husband has to support his wife? The second law doesn't say a husband has to support his wife.
It may not be clear in the exact amount. Every case is different. There's a lot more variables.
And also in halacha. In halacha, if she chooses to go to work and she doesn't want him to support, that's her choice. I think the distinction that you were making is between fact-finding, getting the facts, and where there is no issue on the facts, just the law.
So that's where we're now going to plan to lead now the ship. With the Rashba Shitta, but there's a limitation. What's that? Is this limitation? He says the words. There's a difference between state law, which is din malchus and legislative wisdom. Not what do those words mean? So, let us introduce the next case.
When he says batal tachasa shalom dinei Yisrael, does he mean like Yardayan or Achayim and Ebenezer?
Yes.
Or just Choshen
Mishpat? Dinei Yisrael.
Dinei, everything.
Dinei Yisrael, it means Choshen Mishpat.
Why wouldn't he be concerned about all the ritual and all of that?
Because he's a Shabbos. You can't make it be darker in the midst of the Torah.
Now, Ma'aseh Shai Kachai. It's Diamond Dealer. Diamond Dealer. And what does a diamond dealer often need in order to make his business a successful business? What does he often need?
Money.
Diamonds. Cash. Cash flow is an important element of his business to be successful. Now, where do people need cash flow to get their money from?
Loan sharks.
Where?
Loan sharks.
A loan. Hopefully not from the shark.
Charitable gamakas.
Okay. Loans. So, a diamond business has often lots of loans out there, which is paying. Often lots of private loans, not necessarily from the banks. And the mindset is like this. This diamond dealer had lots of loans, over $5 million worth of loans. And one day he woke up and everyone read in the newspaper that he's just declared bankruptcy, personal bankruptcy.
Oh, it doesn't apply in Jewish law.
Secular courts accepted his bankruptcy, and they declared him bankrupt. And they said all the debtors out there have to accept payments of the loan at 15 cents on the dollar.
Oh, that's generous.
That's quite generous. No, nothing. Move the clock 8 years later. This diamond merchant.
He can declare it again.
He's back in business. And he's doing very well. So now, the debtors come and say, hey, you only paid me 50 cents on the dollar. You owe me 75 cents on the dollar. They make a claim in Beis Din. Because they know in courts they're not going to be accepted. That's it. You've done. Make a claim in Beis Din for the other 75 cents. You're doing very well.
85 cents. 15.
Right. 85 cents. Okay. I know you're awake tonight. So the shaila is. What's the shaila? Does he owe money? Does he owe no money? What's that based on? Dina Malchus Adina? Not Dina Malchus Adina. Okay? So there's another Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ein Gimel, which is the Ramah again, who says the following these words. And this helps us Mavara our question. Where's the limitation said, where limitations are not said? Says the Ramah, number 4. Yesh Mishoma. There's an opinion. Sha'afapi Sha'ovas Man Hava. You gave a loan, and the debt is due. And you have in your hands a guarantee for that debt. So what happens if the debt is due and he hasn't paid? What do you want to do with that guarantee? Sell it. Claim for it. Make a claim. Get your money from the guarantee. The mashkin. So there's an opinion that says, Sochlam Timlinka Mashkin Shoshiyom. Yeah. Acha Tavir. Halachically, you have to wait even though the debt is due. Halacha. Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Gemara says you still have to wait 30 days. 30 days after the due date to actually enforce claim on the loan through that mashkin. However, he says, be shomim, however, to mokum shamina shah ma'avalo v'kom lo yochalim kompachs v'shona. But if it's a place where the law is that you can't sell the mashkin even after the due date, until you waited a year, if that's the secular law, Dolingam came by yourself, Shehilva, Lachabera, Mashkin, then that's enforceable also. When Reuben lent Shimon and got Mashkin from Shimon, he also has to wait a year, and it's not good enough to wait 30 days, because dinner, the Machusa dinner. Now, fine, okay. So that I understand the Ramah is Shitoso, dinner machus dinner applies even between individuals. So this is we're telling you what Reuben and Shimon's relationship, how they have to conduct it. Fine. The Shach says I've got a problem with what you said. Even though I agree with what your shitter, I'm not saying Machaber shitter, I'm very good shitter. I still got a problem even in your shitter. What's his problem? Says the Shach, number 5. Fina Astati Dibe Harav Sorchle in. The Ikadin Shokotarab. I don't understand what he's saying. Shalo Yochalim Kopasor. He says you can't sell it for a year. Shudova Tamur. That's terrible. That's not understandable. The Fina Astati. Why? The Kivan Tapid into Yochalim Kolachal Yabriyom. Since Torah says you can sell it after 30 days. How can you say dinner, the Malchusa dinner works to Mavatal dinner? Chasashol lo teke Yisrael. Kvah heilcha Rashba. That's what the Rashba told us. Oh. So we've got now the Shach trying to explain what the Rashba's limitation is. The Shach pointing out the Pesach of the Ramah does not apply halachically, because here we do not say Dinah Kasa Dinah, even though normally we say Dinah Kasa Dinah on everything, even between individuals. Here we don't. Because of the Rashba. So how is we see from the Shach, how is this Shach learning this Rashba's limitation?
Nothing gets deterred.
That whenever you have a conflict, an outright conflict, between a Torah halacha and what the dinner of Malchus and dinner is trying to tell you, then what's going to be the halacha? Forget about dinner of Malchus and dinner. Torah says to me what to do, but he says, sell it. Doesn't matter if there's a secular law out there that says you do it here, doesn't matter. There's no dinner of Malchus and dinner in such a place, even though normally it applies, even in the division, here it doesn't, because of the Rashba. What words of the Rashba is the one which he's saying is critical to limit this halacha? What does he say? Because it's mavatal dinei Torah. There's no such thing as dinei malchus, dinner being dinner, if it's mavatal dinei Torah.
So therefore, the Ramah is not correct. Oh, how do you remember? Let's go back in time further. That's how the Shach learned the Rashi. But what do we also see at the same time?
The Ramah wasn't bothered by it.
Because Yitzhakim says this halacha. He says, no, you have to wait a year. So, we got a question here. How does the Ramah learn the Rashba? Shach says clearly, conflict, forget about Din Mahzidah. But we see from the Ramah, I'm not bothered about conflicts. Din Mahzidah applies even when there's conflicts. So when is that a limitation? The Rashba did say, Chas v'Shalom, that you should go after Din Mahzidah and then forget about it. You're mabata d'Torah. It seems the pashtus words of the Rashba is like what the Shach is saying. Because otherwise, we forget about it. Let's put them in the archive, the Chosh Mishpat volume. But the Rabbi said, No, it's okay. Din Mahzidah applies in that case, even though it's against the... So when is there a limitation?
They both agree they have to wait. One just says
they wait
a little longer than the other one. So they're both going the same direction, and therefore...
Why is
it not completely against? On day 31, it's completely against.
You can, if you want, you can. Secular law says you cannot wait longer. Halacha doesn't say you have to sell it.
But well, they can sell it.
You can.
Yes.
So the secular law is saying it's extending that. Nothing you can.
The secular law can be more machmir, not more make.
Oh, I understand what Bach's saying and your interpretation of Bach's. Problem is that the Ramah also says it the other way around. In another place.
Well, maybe get some mashkan.
Well, less time, and more time. It's just exchanging the time. But the actual mashkan, you're saying din mashkan can not destroy it, it can just adapt it. That's what you're saying.
The Torah didn't say that day 31 you can sell. Just like the Torah said, you can't come out and
okay,
say,
but then I still got the same question which I also brought. The Ramah, I didn't quote it over here, so it's the other way around. So if din mashkan says after 15 days you can sell it after 15 days. Then the Torah said you can't.
There's a difference of things that people could agree to these things anyway. Din Torah is not, it's just in the absence of anything else, right? But I mean, we could agree. I could give you a loan and tell you you can
make assumption agreements, yes.
So,
but did you make that agreement?
Okay, but maybe that's the assumption is that that's the das of the people. That's the minnow. That's the
minnow
here, right? It's called totally the das of the people. It's not like a halacha that the Torah gives you, I guess, I don't know, a suggestion or whatever, right? But it's not, you wouldn't say, if I make a deal with you that's not like that, you know, I'm not the battle of the Torah, right?
No, it's a known.
So why is the Shach? Okay, I'm willing to accept that. If I were I would learn the Ramah like you, and like the Matis would suggest. Exactly, he said, yeah, it's not to good, it's like because there's a law out there, this is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would have said, yeah? But we see for the Shach, he didn't learn like the Ramah. He didn't learn that's what the Ramah is saying.
In other words, like in Davin Metzia by Shanyin.
You upgrade yourself.
This is what we think they agree about.
Yeah. But we see that's not how the Shach says. So we'll finish off tonight with just the interpretation of Ramah, and then next week we'll decide, go ahead with discussing this further. Number 6.
I thought you went to England to get an answer. Are you going back again to get another
Number
answer?
6 says, I learned the Rashba also, there's limitation, but not like the Shach. There's a different way of limitating the halakha that it doesn't put in archive kosher mishpat, but it still applies even though it's a mabatel, it's a fairish conflict with a term. Says number 6. The Ramah himself in another case. He is quoting the Marik. Hanosa Isha, a Mesa Ishta. Oh, he marries a woman. and then that woman unfortunately dies. That lo yochu ofi ishto, the father-in-law, the husband of the wife, can't say, let's go according to the law of the land. The law of the land says that when you marry a woman, she brings the money into the marriage, she dies without children, then that money doesn't go to the husband, which is what the Torah would say, because you're married. It goes back to the father. But not a law stump made by the goyim. If you just go by all their laws, it's mabatul din Yisrael. So this is the Ramah himself speaking, based on the Marik, saying there is, I hold it applies even when it's not to the king himself. It applies to individuals. But even then it's limited. When is it limited? Not to like the Shach said when it's out like it's the, what the Torah says. No, even when the Hari against the Torah says, it's still good. It can tell you to wait a year. But it's limited in a different fashion. What's the limitation of fashion?
As the benefit society.
As the benefit society. What is he stressing is the main words of the Rashba? That the what are the main words of the Rashba of the limitation? Not it's Mabatul Dinei Torah, which is how the Shach stressed the word. What are the main words of the Rashba according to this? No. What's his main word? If you look at the Rashba, you'll see what words is he getting it from the Rashba. Yes. Shmuel put that.
What?
That is the difference between state law and legislative law. That's the main word for the Rashba. That's the difference. Well, he said, what does it mean? So he is giving interpretation of what's called state law and what's called legislative. What's his interpretation?
State law is benefit of the
state. State law is when it's a law that benefits the whole of society.
Or the Melech.
But legislative law is when it's nothing to do, it's not necessarily benefiting the whole society, it's just to do with personal interrelationship, it's not a law that benefits a society law.
That doesn't benefit society when people get
now,
better.
Now we've defined this halach. We said Zimakulin applies even when it's not the king. It applies to individuals. But it can't be everything. Limited, as the Rashba himself said. But what's that limited? Machlokas. Shach says limited is limited whenever it's not outright conflict with the Torah. Where there's no Torah talking then it applies. But if it's Torah speaking, forget it, it doesn't apply. Whereas the Ramah himself is saying, even when it's conflicting, so it does apply. What's the limitation? State law, the word legislative not. What does legislative mean? State law means when it's a law for the benefit of society, but if it's a law not for the benefit of society, then it's not applicable. That is where we're holding this week, we'll finish this week. But what we have to continue next week is define these terms further. What does it mean? Benefits society.
And
as Tony points out, why are they sitting there? Why are they putting up their hands and they're coming up with ideas? What are they trying to do?
Benefits
society. For every law benefits society.
No.
There are
plenty of special interest laws that have nothing to do with society.
No. Even that's a benefit.
Okay. So we have to develop this further, but Shem, have a good Shabbos and think about it until next week. What is the exact definition of this?
Okay,